Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, and Captain Patrick. We are your crew navigating the latest boating news and information on this Easter weekend. Happy Easter to you, Patrick.
Yeah, okay.
Were you good this year? Because if you were, and you cover yourself in kelp, the Easter eel may visit you.
You know, I was really hoping that you were just going to save that for scuba radio.
Well, we are, but I just wanted to tell you that if... You know, you are good. The Easter eel may give you a visit.
Well, thankfully, I have not been, so don't have to worry about
it. Are you covered in kelp?
I don't have to worry about the Easter eel.
Are you covered in kelp? I have some extra if you need some.
Mm-hmm. That's what that stink is.
Well, you know, you got to put it, you got to cover yourself in kelp so the Easter eel doesn't come in and steal all your Easter eggs. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Google it.
You know what rhymes with kelp?
Belt.
Belt.
No, it does though.
Yeah, I was thinking more like H-E-L-P.
Ah.
Like, get us out of here.
Why? We have Boat Show Girl to do that. She's with us via FaceTime today. How are you, Boat Show Girl?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, you're ready for the Easter eel, aren't you?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. See, she'll go with the flow. Unlike Captain Patrick, he's, again, kind of old and crotchety.
She's
not open to new ideas.
Look, she's already gone. She's died. Eisenhower, the crab's shell, you know, like an Easter egg.
Wait, he didn't die. What do you mean? She died. That's bad juju.
Died his shell.
Yeah,
that he died.
I wouldn't even talk.
D-Y-E-D.
Don't put the Easter eel and Eisenhower the crab in the same
sentence. The holidays. I hate spending the holidays with you.
Because, you know, Easter eel might come in and want to eat it. I mean, I think they eat crabs. These eels do. You got to be careful. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a whole thing. So the Easter eel, we're going to dive into it much more on Scuba Radio today. But there you go. There's a little teaser or warning.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's... more appropriate. Now, Boat Show Girl has been, well, she's in between gigs right now. So I told her, I said, well, you know, what do you want to talk about on the World of Boating today? She goes, really, I got nothing. I need a job. Can you help me out with a J-O-B? And, I mean, that's what you're doing. You've been hitting the streets. Is that right, Boat Show Girl? You're looking for a boating industry gig right now. Is that right? Kind of?
That's right. Yeah.
Trying to do more blogging. She has her website, Boat Show Girl. What is it? BoatShowGirl.com. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can go there and read some of the, stories she's written about the boating industry from her perspective, a millennial's perspective, maybe. And she's trying to get one of these industry bigwigs like the World of Boating to give her a job. She knows better than to ask us. However... Anyway, I mean, she doesn't want to work here, for real. Let's be honest. But she's definitely open to, I don't know, our constructive consultation for her career, Patrick. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I said, well, you know, maybe we could bang heads and figure out if there's a way to, help her out a little bit. Steer her in the right direction. As older and wiser individuals, you being the older, me being the wiser, surely we can give her some... constructive criticism or just consultation. You think?
We'll just make fun of her?
No. That's not what it's about. We want to motivate her.
Well, that could be motivation.
Well, it could be.
In some cultures, it's the highest form of flattery is to be made fun of.
No, no. We're not here to make fun of Boat Show Girl. We're here to give her, you know, put a path in front of her. Give her some more options. I've told her a few. I told her she ought to really... you know, immerse herself in the whole Boat Show Girl persona and have an outfit and the whole thing. But you have not taken me up on that suggestion, Boat Show Girl. So that shows that she is very intelligent. So, you know, she has that going for her. However, there might be some other ideas that, you know, Patrick can help with, or maybe I'll come up with something a little bit more. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty much all out of ideas.
You have no ideas for I mean, you got to go to the boat dealerships and just get your foot in the door. Are you trying to do that kind of thing there, Karen, or what?
I'm probably going to start that next week. The Sarasota show is coming up next weekend, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, are you? Do you have any roots in the Amish? They have a big Amish community down there in Sarasota. Did you know that?
I do like the Amish.
I do, too. They make great desserts. Have you been to any of those Amish restaurants down there in Sarasota? Awesome. Hello. And I would imagine they can make some pretty pretty mean boats. I bet they may. I don't know, but I'm guessing maybe they make, you know, not powered ones, I assume.
Yeah, this one's got one horsepower.
You can't have a horse on a boat. That would be wrong. But maybe they could do like rowboats and stuff. I bet the craftsmanship that they. I wouldn't be surprised if there's almost
who in their right mind wants to go out on a boat and actually have to exert themselves.
Rowboat or a canoe or something like that. Maybe there's some, you know, Amish craft making folks down there in Sarasota that are going to be showing their wares at the Sarasota Boat Show. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Okay, let's get back to square one. So, if I'm understanding correctly, you had a job in the marine industry, which you quit to pursue a career in the marine industry. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, why would you quit a job that you've had for a while without having something else already lined up, ready to go?
It was a dead end job, I guess.
There are no dead end jobs. There are no dead end jobs. They're only dead end if that's how we see them. Okay. Every job is an opportunity to move yourself ahead. You just have to find that path. Using your words,
okay,
that,
Dad.
That road out before her, okay, to move yourself closer to where you want to be.
Well, you tell me, Bocho Girl, but I'm guessing it has something to do with you felt like you didn't have enough time to go get the job you really wanted because this was taking up all your time, something along those lines, maybe?
Yes, there's that, and pretty much, like, I was given a really good, you know, nothing against the company, and they're like, we will welcome you back with open arms if you ever want to come back sort of thing.
Yeah, but you have to spread your wings. You have to fly, young chickadee.
Are there any more 80s rock groups lyrics you want to get in, Greg?
That was which band?
Well, I don't know. They're gonna greet her with music from Journey if she returns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure "Spread Your Wings" is got to be some kind of
that's
a Leonard
Queen.
Skinner.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Queen. Spread your wings and fly away.
It was just, you know, it was time for me to go.
For her to fly.
No. The time for you to fly is when you have something else that's ready to go. Ready to jump to, so you hit the ground running. You don't ever, ever, ever leave a place of employment without having another job ready to go.
Okay. Well,
so
we can dwell in the past or we can look towards the future.
Well, no,
which
because,
we have
because
to.
No, because
it's over.
Because this is how we keep from making the same mistake in the future. Okay.
Okay.
By looking at what we've done in the past. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're able to see those things that, yeah, shouldn't have done that. I should have made sure that, or I should have stayed and figured out a way to utilize this current job to make more contacts within the industry so that I can move closer towards getting that job that I want.
Mm-hmm.
And those jobs are out there. You know, you just have to, it's about making connections, and you're not going to make them dressed up like a boat show superhero.
Oh, yes, she is.
She'll make connections, but not the ones that are going to benefit her.
Well, I'm telling you, I bet she would. A lot of people would search her out if she was wearing tights, a mask, and a cape. It said, Boat Show Girl, BSG.
Battlestar Galactica.
Put BS and then the G, like have the G circle it.
And the good Battlestar Galactica, not that 1976 TV nonsense with Lauren Green.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you do that at the Sarasota Boat Show, you know, I'm telling you, you're gonna turn heads, you're gonna get attention.
Well,
and you're gonna find that gig.
Let's
people are gonna look at her and go, she is crazy. Right. I want that one working for me, baby.
Here's the thing: What are you willing to do to work towards getting your job that you want in the industry? Are you willing to relocate? Are you willing to be an unpaid intern?
Wear tights, mask, and a cape? Are you? Yes.
Sure.
Yes, sure. See? You just got to play ball. She'll take any suggestion and file it accordingly. We'll still help her, though. We promise. More coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with The World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
You were expecting maybe the Easter Bunny?
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
Just for you, Patrick.
Bring in every girl and boy, baskets full of Easter joy, things to make your Easter bright and gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, that's a good thing. And just cover yourself in kelp to make sure that the Easter eel doesn't, kind of slither his way in there in front of the Easter bunny and steal all your eggs. Want more information? Join us on Scuba Radio today. All right, so I am Greg, your first mate. Captain Patrick, Boat Show Girl, is here as well. We're trying to offer up some career counseling, and if that weren't enough, we brought in the big guns. Of course, Captain Rusty from Jacksonville Marine is on The World of Boating right now. Who is more than happy to give Boat Show Girl a new job.
Wait. Rusty, are you joining us by phone or by fax?
That's pretty funny, isn't it?
Not really.
No, that was depressing.
First of all,
what are you even doing with a fax machine in your office?
Well, actually, believe it or not, the places that finance boats, you have to fax it to them, like Bank of the West and stuff. You have to fax.
Yeah. They won't let you email. It's too insecure.
What, carrier pigeon? No good?
Right. No. I know, right?
You've got these Russian hackers.
There's a great video. Rusty's teaching one of his millennial employees how to use a fax machine. Mm-hmm. You would have thought he was looking at, you know, something from the 1910s.
Hey, sounds like an opening for Boat Show Girl. She's looking for a gig. What do you think, Rusty? You got anything for her?
I don't know. Can she operate a fax?
Do you know what a fax is? Karen?
Yes. Yes, I know.
Okay, she does. She's heard of those. Back in the 80s. Yeah. But you don't need to hire someone just to operate your fax machine, do you?
Oh, no. Yeah, he does.
Well, that's what Rusty is for.
If you watch the video,
Hey, call the old guy. We got a fax.
You should have heard his employee when he heard the fax machine starting to dial out and make the connection noise like the old dial up for internet.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You thought he was just gonna like pass out. It was crazy.
Hmm.
He had no idea what was going on. He thought he blew the thing up.
It's retro. It's the new old thing. Yeah. But, I don't know, Rusty, she's looking for a gig. You got anything for her, or should we just talk about what's up with you?
You know, I don't have anything here, and I don't know of anything at the moment, but she's going to the boat shows. She's checking out those places, kind of
she's going
resumes out there.
Well, Sarasota Boat Show, when is that, Karen? Is that next week? Or when?
Yeah, it's this weekend. Oh, today and tomorrow, but it's next weekend.
Okay, a week from today, and you have a boat show in Jacksonville going on the same weekend. Is that right, Rusty?
Oh, we do. It's our second boat show. We call it the Jimmy Hill Boat Show or the Southeast Boat Show. It's our M Water Boat Show.
Okay,
so it's next weekend as well. So we're getting ready for that, getting all the stuff, headed that direction.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got a Sarasota Boat Show. That's an in-water boat show, I'd assume, Boat Show Girl. Is that right? Isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
A lot of sailboats and stuff there at that one. And that one's been around for a long time, hasn't it, the Sarasota Boat Show?
I think it's only powerboats.
You think it's powerboats?
There could be sailboats.
All right. We'll have Captain Patrick and Google it and find out. But would it matter? It wouldn't really matter. You're still going to be able to network with folks, and that's kind of where you're at. You're out there on the west coast of Florida anyway right now, correct?
Right.
So it's in her backyard, so that would make sense for you to go there and try to network with some of those folks. And, you know, I told her that, you know, she might want to stop off and talk to some of the Amish folks in the area, too. There's a big Amish community in Sarasota.
They do well. They do well.
They make great desserts. And maybe it applies some of that craftsmanship. Maybe it applies to boat building. I don't know. I'm just saying it could. And Patrick's rolling his eyes at me like he normally does every week. But, you know.
Well, because we still haven't got down to what exactly Karen wants to do in the industry. What is her end game?
Blogging.
No. No.
What do you mean, no?
No, you're not. Unless you're planning on living in your parents' basement, you're not making a career blogging. Okay, about boats. Okay, it's not happening.
But it's a boat blog. It's
not
bees
happening
next to each other.
It's not happening.
Gives you those plosive things going on there.
Not happening.
Alliteration. I like it. Boat blogger. What are you? I'm a boat blogger.
She would be better.
I'm the best boat blogger. Believe it. They like it, Patrick. Come on.
Don't encourage him. Please
don't be a party pooper, Patrick.
Because I'm trying to have a serious conversation with Karen about her future and where she wants to go and what she wants to do. And you're making Justin Belieber jokes.
So Karen, honestly, what is it you want to do?
What do you think?
I honestly, if I really think about it, kind of want to get with a almost brand new company or a product or something where I can start marketing their product for them and then grow that way. I think that's the only way that I would, unless, you know, of course, Boat Show Girl, like I make that blog famous or something with the going to boat shows and stuff. But
you want to build a brand. Like build a brand in the boating
industry. I
want to
build a brand, but I want to be like the, you know, media slash marketing person in this industry. Like one of them that people can trust and go to.
Okay, here's the problem. First of all, Millennials aren't reading blogs, okay? It's hard enough to get millennials to spend more than 30 seconds of their attention on any one thing before they're moving on to the
squirrel!
Next
squirrel!
Exactly. Okay? So blogs were great for people of Rusty and Greg's age, even the Gen Xers like myself, because we actually enjoy reading, okay? But the demographic that you're associated with doesn't read blogs, okay? They everything is Twitter, 140 characters, and they're out. Hmm. Or it's Instagram, or something along those lines. So
right, and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, they're all blogging as well. Like, they're blogging tools. You could still blog on there in 140 characters.
Mm-hmm. You could say a lot of stuff in 140 characters. We could do this entire show, actually an entire year of shows, and one tweet.
Okay, I'd like an idea.
And it would be just as entertaining at this point. But no, that's I kid. Yeah, what? And okay, what are you
company,
saying?
Yeah? And the boat line's called Proline.
Yeah.
Okay, they're in North Carolina.
Okay.
They about went under in 2009, and evidently they're trying to make a comeback. And so their sales even showed up here this week. I think they only have like 7 dealers. It was a great brand from what I
Proline was an awesome boat, but yeah. they're not coming back.
Why?
Because Proline, like Donzi, I'm trying to remember a few of the other ones that all kind of went under. They all got snapped up by a private equity firm. And yeah, private equity firms just trying to get them healthy, and then they're going to spin them off.
Well, they didn't have someone like Boat Show Girl to get on board and bring them back. It could happen. Don't be a hater, Patrick.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Happy Easter to you, Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Rusty, and Boat Show Girl, rounding out the crew. I don't know. Is Easter weekend, is that a big boat sales weekend, Rusty, for you at Jacksonville Marine? Is it pretty busy this weekend, or what do you think? Are they more focused on just holidays?
It's more focused holiday, having family and stuff over. The rentals do well.
Yeah.
Boat sales, not so much. So, you know, it's one of those things. We actually closed the dealership for Easter, but the boat rentals will be open.
Got it. Well, that makes sense. I understand that. What about you think there's any uptick there, Patrick, or no?
No, we're getting ready to come into model changeover, so dealerships are, if they haven't already sold their inventory, they're out. They're mm-hmm. waiting on 2018s.
Well, I understand that from the dealer standpoint, but what about the activity? This is a big boating weekend. Wouldn't this be a good family activity to do? Go out on Easter and, you know, have all. Are there on the water Easter egg hunts tomorrow?
No such thing.
Should we start one?
No.
Maybe Boat Show Girl, that could be a new gig. She could start Easter egg hunts on Easter to Sunday, you know, after everyone's done with church. You would do it in the afternoon. Take your boat out, hide your eggs. You know, they're in those little plastic things that float anyway. You know what I mean? They love it when you chuck, you know, plastic debris over the side of your boat, don't they, Rusty?
Yeah, it's fine. And the manatees love to eat the plastic.
Yeah, okay.
So. Too many of them.
And
anyway.
I thought the Easter eels were bad. Yeah, the manatees come in and steal everybody's eggs.
Hey, Karen?
Yes?
Okay. So, getting back to your quandary... what at your age, because you are still relatively young, what I would do is I would start traveling. I would start get out of your comfort zone, get out of the state of Florida, and I'm talking about travel the world. You'll figure out a way to do it.
Become a gypsy.
Yeah. There are boat race teams, women's sailboat race teams.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Cruise ships, private boats, private
hostels,
yachts.
Hostels. Rent the movie Hostel. Wait, no, that won't. That's not a good suggestion. Patrick, you should have done better than that. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Fatten down the hatches.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mend the bowsprit. Stow the mizzen mast. Jibe the jib boom. Hoist the mainsail and lower the tattersail. Look sharp, man. Pipe the starboard hatch to leeward. Thwarts and trim the scuppers of the port poop deck.
I'm sitting on a boat. I'm paying on my dollars. Waiting for you to come. I'm sitting on a boat. I'm paying on my dollars. Waiting for you to come.
You know, that might be a great gig for Boat Show Girl. Yeah, I don't know, Yosemite Sam, was that who that was? Or who was the pirate from that bit we just played? Patrick, name that cartoon. Which one was it? Wasn't Yosemite Sam, was it? Who's the pirate on the Bugs Bunny cartoons?
Can I speak now? Or
yeah, I'm asking you
a
question.
Because you
who
ask,
is it?
You ask a question,
just answer it
20 different ways.
No, who is the guy? Who is it?
Okay, first of all, there's no pirate in the Bugs Bunny cartoons, okay? That character was actually a caricature, if you will, of Captain Bligh.
So that wasn't Yosemite Sam?
That was not Yosemite Sam.
You know who I'm talking about.
I do know who you're talking about.
That guy.
That.
So he was just a spoof of Captain Bligh?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree with that, Rusty? You think that's right? Is that accurate?
I think that's accurate.
Okay.
You know, Captain
Patrick
always knows what he's
talking about. Well, it made me think that maybe that's the gig for Boat Show Girl. Maybe she has to spread her wings and go out on the water for a few months and go work as a crew member on a boat.
That's what I just said.
Ooh. Well, no, I know.
What do you mean, you? I just said that. Not 38 seconds ago. I just said that very thing, and now you're taking credit for something that I just said.
Nobody listens to you. Come on. No, I'm kidding. No, I was. I mean, maybe she can go to the Sarasota Boat Show next weekend. And I understand what you're saying about a racing team, but just going out on any boat.
Because there are chef. There are racing sailboats that are crewed by all women. There are, of course, private yachts. But there's a whole network there, and that's not really probably what you want to get into, because that's 24/7, 365 as far as the type of work. But I guess what I was getting at is to immerse yourself more deeply in that side of the industry, mm-hmm. so that you can figure out your path to get to where you want to go. And I don't think you're going to be able to do it by going to boat shows, because if you were going to be able to do it by going to boat shows, you'd already be there.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. There's always more people you can meet and network with. It's just meeting the right person. Right, Boat Show Girl?
That's right. And, you know, it takes time and you know.
What about just crewing a boat, though? Have you thought about that before? I would assume you have. It's just not in your wheelhouse? You haven't thought that maybe that is something you'd want to pursue?
There'd be things I would have to give up in order to do that, and I'm not so sure that I want to do that.
Yeah, like what? Like they allow crabs.
You need to do it, and I'm going to use my youngest daughter as a quick example. She did her undergrad at UF in political science. She went into the Peace Corps for 2 years. Did 2 years in Benin, West Africa. Came back, did her master's in international human rights at the University of Denver, the Joseph Korbel School for International Studies. And all this was in an effort to get to where ultimately she wanted to go, which is 2 weeks ago she started her job at the State Department in Washington, D.C.
Okay? Trump, mm-hmm. Trump,
but no,
Trump, Trump, Trump.
But here's she gave up and she sacrificed a lot, especially her time in Africa, so that she would be able to get to this point in her life. It was an investment. And you're going to come to a make or break where either you're going to put those things aside because you're going to go hard after what it is that you want, or you're going to settle for less than what you're capable of doing.
Yeah. What are you afraid to give up there, Boat Show Girl? What is it that you would have to give up if you went out and crewed a boat or got on some kind of vessel like that?
Well, if it was like 24/7, that's literally where you would sleep at. And I would have to give up a place of my own because I wouldn't be able to afford keeping both.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just put your stuff in storage and then you go live on a boat for a few months. That's what they do.
I'm talking about go travel to the islands in the Caribbean. I mean, Go island hop.
That would be pretty awesome.
And get yourself, I mean, from sailboat to sailboat. I mean, hey, I need a ride to St. Kitts. You need somebody to wash pots and pans. Yes, we do. Okay. And you got yourself a free ride. And these are the things, these experiences, this will form the basis of your blogs. Your story.
I got, and there you go.
And ultimately lead you to that thing that it is that you want to do.
All right. So she could travel around the world, hitchhike from like boat to boat.
Yeah, tramp.
And
that you're a tramp.
And blog about it.
They call it tramping.
Assuming steam tramper. You don't get picked up by a serial killer boater or something like that. This will be awesome. That would be the only downside. And, it may not be a serial boater. It might be a killer boater. It might be a Somali pirate when you're cruising through
the
area.
Okay, there's no Somali pirates in the Caribbean, so I think she's pretty safe. Okay, but she could work herself down to South America. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, she would be possibly boating off Cape Verde, moving up the coast of West Africa, moving up to Europe, and...
That would be a pretty cool blog. I'll tell you that much.
And getting to experience these things, these parts of the boating lifestyle that most people never would because they're not willing to do what you are, which is to give up those creature comforts and things like that and to sleep, in a sleeping bag on the deck of a boat and, wonder how you're going to get to the next place and, figure it out. I mean, now's the time to do that. The time to do it isn't going to be 10 years from now, but I think those experiences...
You do it now when you don't care about whether you're going to live or die.
Those experiences will form the basis of your future endeavor. It will get you to where you want to be. I'm fully confident of that, but you have to be willing to risk a lot to get it, and I just don't think you're going to do it by going to the Sarasota Boat Show. And that's my constructive criticism. Well, that's not me saying that she can't do it. I'm saying the exact opposite. I'm just saying she's got to get out of A, she's got to get out of bed. Two, you got to get out of the house. Three, you got to get out of the state of Florida.
What's wrong with Florida? That's a great launching point for
literally where all the boats are at.
Yeah, hello, Patrick.
Okay,
on this side of the world.
You've done the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. You've done the Miami Boat Show. You've done the Sarasota Boat Show. You've done the Tampa Boat Show. You work for a marine supply company, and you are no further along from the time that you got involved with the show. You're no further along. You're kind of treading water. Pardon the expression. So. You've got to figure out what you're going to do. Are you going to take that leap or are, as I said earlier, are you going to settle for less than what you're capable of doing?
Wow. Talk about tough love. That was a little more harsh than I expected it to get. What about you,
Rusty?
If
I didn't care, I wouldn't say anything. I'd be cracking jokes like you there, Mr. Funny Man.
What do you mean funny? I speak the truth.
I've been doing this industry for 31 years, Greg. I know of what I speak. I've seen people who have done the things that I've just talked about, and there's people like myself that, I found my own path, mm-hmm. okay, working in marine manufacturing,
right.
okay?
I
found my path.
Did you ever do that, though? Did you ever hop on a boat and go cruise the Caribbean when you were younger, I mean, eons ago?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was happy enough just going up and down the Banana River, the Indian River. I mean, I went and explored the waters off the coast of Florida.
Right.
When I was 12, 13 years old, when I really didn't have a clue as to what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I learned the hard way. So I've gone and I've done my own little bit of exploring, but I've created my own path in the industry. I got my captain's license. I got my 100-ton master. I've graduated from yacht design school. I'm an NMMA master compliance specialist. I've been to Merc Cruiser and Volvo Penta. I've done all of these things.
Yeah, but you could have just said no. You could have answered me by just saying no. You haven't. But you just told her to go do that and chuck everything and go live on a boat. It's cool and romantic.
She's
got to
find her path. And what I'm saying is her path isn't here in Florida. It's not going to boat shows. She should look at getting out of this area of comfort and really just take 6 months. Do 6 months.
Of what?
Just go to the islands. Get over to the islands and start working. She's young, she's bright, she's more than capable. She's got a good grip on the industry already.
Well, pick an island I want to visit, okay, where you can get me like free room and board and stuff if you're going to do this. You know, I want to get something out of this deal. This career counseling isn't for, free. Come on, let's be real.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
It's sometimes referred to as the martini effect and has nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Hello there, sir. We are three noble women in distress.
Sorry, boat's full.
What if one of us were to turn this big ship into a tugboat? Wink, wink.
Wouldn't help you. You're the fourth person to offer that, and I'm kind of spent.
Sail away, sweet sister. Sail across the sea. Maybe you find somebody gonna love you and hurt me. My heart is always with you. No matter what you do. Sail away, sweet sister.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, Rusty, Boat Show Girl, rounding out the crew today. As we, well, it's kind of turned into career counseling for Boat Show Girl today. More career lecturing. But we're not here to lecture. We're here to offer new paths. Am I right, Patrick? Come on.
Sure. Absolutely.
And Boat Show Girl, what do you think? Is any of this stuff helping or is just, you know, making you mad? What do you think? Be honest. It is helping?
It's helping.
Okay. Well.
Wait, so who's helped more, Greg or me?
I've made her laugh a couple times. I've
that
seen it.
That wasn't helping.
I saw it on FaceTime. She laughed. and Rusty did too. See, I'm spreading love and joy. That's what I do.
Yeah, but and, Rusty yeah. laughs at a ball of ribbon. So,
well, that's pretty. It can be pretty
that's
funny.
True, that's true.
Yeah, could be. All right. So I don't know. You had a comment about ProLine boats coming back,
but
Rusty.
I wanted to come back to that conversation in a second. The reason I bring this up is because I got a call last week that this guy drops off his material. Wants to know if we'll carry ProLine boats for a center console line.
Yeah.
Now look, and they have like six dealers. In America, and I knew it was a pretty big brand at one time, 2008 or nine. You know, they kind of went under with the Connor, and like Captain Patrick said, I think Donji or some of the others brought over. Now they split back off and moved back to North Carolina. But I was interested because Captain Patrick feels like they're just getting it together so they can sell off. Yes,
well, they're part of CMG, okay, Custom Marine Group, and that consists of Baja Marine, Fountain Power Boats, Donzi, and ProLine. I believe that's all owned now by the Wortley family. So my feeling is, you know, they're gonna try to ramp them up. They're gonna try to get them healthy, and eventually spin them off. I mean, Donzi and Fountain would kind of be in competition with each other. Along with Baja, and then you have ProLine. And ProLine was kind of one of those iconic boat brands that got caught in the Great Recession and all but disappeared, you know, along with a lot of the boats that Genmar had mm-hmm. underneath their umbrella as well. And the problem that they're going to have with bringing that brand back in is the center console market has passed them by. It's
I can see that. Yeah.
It's a really hard market. It's like trying to get into the wakeboard boat market. You would have to have something so revolutionary, something that nobody had seen before, that you know you've got a winner. Otherwise, you're going up against boat brands that have survived since the Great Recession and have built their market share up, and now you're going to try to chip into that. And the market share, as you're well aware of, that boating market is a lot smaller, so the competition is a lot more fierce among manufacturers.
Well, maybe they
those
need
that survive.
A millennial boat blogger to start spouting the beauty and the magnificence of the ProLine boating center console line. I know someone.
And they could. I think they need some help, because if you do look at their line, the boats look old. They look like they did in 2009.
Yep.
There's not been any real
nope.
changes that they've done. The price point seems a little pricey.
Yep.
Going to come to the market, so I don't think it's a good brand.
Well,
but they're doing anything right now to get anybody to be a dealer.
Well, yeah, hey, Boat Show Girl, could you bring Sexy back for ProLine? Do you have that skill, you think? Could you blog about them and spout their benefits of being classic yet new and fresh and that kind of thing? Do you think you could do that kind of thing?
That would be really hard, just because when brands like that falter, sometimes they don't come back no matter how much effort that you put into it. Mm.
She would be better off if she did something like with Chris Craft, which is a very there's a grandeur that is associated with the Chris Craft name. It evokes a certain image, and that's it. That's something that she could play her strengths to, is what Chris Craft, or a company like Chris Craft, a boat line like that brings to the marketplace.
Have you thought about that, Boat Show Girl? What do you think? Yeah,
I like that idea.
She likes that idea. Okay, well, that's a start. You know, we're steering in the right direction. I think, you know, that could work. I mean, but you're not feeling any love for ProLine. You think, hey, if they've died, they've died. Just let it.
You're asking me?
Let it lie. Yeah,
yeah. Pro. Here's the thing. As Rusty pointed out, they're gonna demand a premium for the product because they're not producing the numbers where that can justify a drive down in their costs.
Mm-hmm.
So the raw materials and the labor are your two biggest fluctuating costs that you have. The two hardest ones that, I mean, you really don't have any control over it. Raw materials cost what raw materials cost, and that can change, you know, almost on a daily basis. And your labor, you can try to say that it takes X number of hours to build a boat, but in the end, it takes what it takes.
Same boat, new name. How about a new name for them? Instead of Pro Line, it could be Boat Show Girl Boats. No? That didn't really come out as good as it sounded in my... Actually, it sounded exactly the same as it said it, you know, in my head and when it came out.
So. That sounded good to you in your head, didn't it?
No, it didn't. I said it anyway. And on that note, we'll leave it till next time, whether it's sail or motor.
Life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.